Challenger 500.
Butch collects Junior. Junior pounds the outside wall.
Saturday at 3:30 on your station for NASCAR. North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio. North Sound 1380 traffic.
Here they are, nose to tail, battle for the lead at Richmond. Junior slides up the racetrack. Here's Kyle Busch to the bottom, side by side for the lead and the win here at Richmond. Bender out in front for Junior. Busch is there. They make contact. Junior goes around. Busch collects Junior. Junior pounds the outside wall in turn number four.
Not sure how that happened or why it happened, but it's definitely unfortunate for us.
Three minutes after 8 o'clock, Steve Mortland here with North Sound Racing, edition number, I don't know how many, but one of these days I'm going to sit down and count it out because we're getting close to number 100. Carly Heath and Galen Stewart are with us, as always, and got to get the internet turned on and get Carla and Galen so they can hear what's going on over there. Welcome to our show. It's the only show of its kind in the Pacific Northwest. Brought to you by North Sound 1380 and also brought to you by Action Auto Parts. And once I get over there to get the internet turned on, I will proudly mention that we are also brought to you by Sandblasters Incorporated, who are nice enough to put the show for us on the internet. I got to get over there and get Carla and Galen straightened out. And I'll do that here in just a second. We've got a good show coming up for you tonight. Our first guest coming up, we'll take a quick commercial break so I can get Carla and Galen all squared around over there.
Hey, we're here.
Oh, you are? Good.
How about that?
Nice work. Galen's coming through. Why don't you tell people who we have on the show tonight, and I'll get the internet fired up.
Okay, you've got the lineup over there, but if I recall right, we're going to start out with Paul Bartholomew. He's going to be joining us. He's the host of Ryan Ferry is with me here, and he's just having a good time laughing at me right now. But he's the host of Sprint Vision as well as a pit reporter for
That's
MRN.
Right.
Then we're going to have Ryan Ferry. He's here from Nationwide Insurance. He's going to be joining us, a real race fan here, as well as a good supporter of local racing as well as national.
Yeah, I'm anxious to talk to him because it'll be interesting to see what kind of increase in business he's had since, you know, Nationwide took over the former Busch series. So
yeah,
that's gonna be cool.
Then we're gonna have Gary Taylor. I think it's the first time for us on the show. Maybe we did have him, Galen, a year before last, but Gary Taylor's gonna be with us. Lots of exciting things happening with him. We're going to then go to Tony Berry. We had him on the show the year before last when he was competing for Racing for a Living, if you guys remember that. But Tony Berry is a 2000... these guys.
Yeah, when's the last time you saw that show?
2007 INSCA champion, and doing a great job. We're going to have him on the air. We're also going to have Nick Carey of the Carey Brothers. He's going to be here, a Northwest Legend racer and winner last weekend at Wenatchee Super Bowl.
Yes, Oval. He was the only race winner at Wenatchee Valley Super Bowl.
And then you've talked to Nick Johnson, who will be joining us as well.
Yeah, Nick wiped another one out, that poor kid. Apparently, from what I heard, it was just a brutal accident that Nick survived, you know, well, which is a testament to the quality of the construction of those cars.
I mentioned to you earlier, I remember last year at Evergreen, the opener, they had so many cars there, and there was a huge crash, and unfortunately he was involved in that. It was a terrible looking wreck.
So. Yeah, it was. So we'll get his thoughts on that. We have a surprise also for Nick Carey as well. And I'm trying to think if we're missing anybody. No, we're not. We're not going to be on next week. However, we will have a Best of North Sound Racing show, and I'll probably start putting that together this weekend. So if there's anything you want to hear, we did get one cool suggestion about playing some of our tributes that we've done, both to Dave Pyland and to Fred Brownfield, so we'll include some of those on there. But if there's a particular interview you want to hear, I've got a couple in mind. I'm sure you guys do as well. Email us at northsoundracing@hotmail.com.
The new email.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to talk about, and Galen, you kind of keep your ear on this particular subject, but I'm getting kind of concerned about our friends with the ASA Northwest Tour. State Line canceled out on them again. Not again, but they had another event canceled, and what do you know?
Boy, it sure raises some flags, doesn't it?
It sure does.
I mean, I think, you know, we could probably have Scott on. He could really shed some serious light on that. I hate to speculate, but, boy, yeah. I do, too.
And I hate to kind of ask Ron Bennett about it, too. It's just, you know, it's a tough thing, and this is a third one.
Mm-hmm.
remember he was in here. Ron Bennett was in here before their opening race and ended up getting rained out, and he was really concerned about getting that race in, if you recollect. And I'm wondering if there's still repercussions from that.
Well, and they also canceled one of the SRL shows down in California, I believe, due to a lack of a car count.
Well, so, the fuel cost.
Yeah.
That's going to impact it.
And especially for the guys that get, nothing you can do about rainouts. All you can do is have Steve Beitler put your arm around your shoulder and tell you, hey, it happens.
Snow or rain.
Yeah, but, the guys that towed all the way over to Wenatchee from all over the state and just couldn't, for the late model challenge series race last Saturday,
right.
They just couldn't,
Did you hear what the car count was? I know they got the qualifying in, but.
I did not.
It was a good list.
I think it was 21. I could check, but it was right at 20 cars.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad, but, you buy the tires. If you buy a couple of sets of tires and get over there and, burn up those tires, and then you don't run the main event, you don't get paid. And, you're going home and you're backwards $2,000, and before you know it, it's, do it 2 weeks in a row, you're down $4,000, and pretty soon you're staying home.
Yeah. Yeah, you wonder why you do what you do. So we'll endeavor to get some more information when we come back in 2 weeks live here on North Sound 1380. Let's see. Oh, congratulations to Shane and Shay Harding on the birth of their baby girl, is it?
Baby girl.
You're in tune with all this stuff.
Well, we just saw Tom Glitherow and his daughter last night. She was on her way up there to see them because
Is that right?
It was happening. And we saw them at Applebee's. And
everything is good, according to what we hear. So
yes.
Congratulations to those guys. Also, at some point during the night, I would also like to get a hold. History was made out at Evergreen Speedway last Saturday with a husband and wife team, Nema and Jill Lang, both winning their respective main events. So practice is going on as we speak out there at Evergreen Speedway. So after 9 o'clock, we will endeavor to get both those two on to congratulate them.
Great.
That's a pretty cool deal. And I was talking with Nema today, and he said he just monkey stomped the field. He half a lap ahead at the checkered flag. Yeah,
good deal.
Jesse Jensen has just got that car so well set up that Nema is just thrilled with it. He said it's the most comfortable, relaxing, easy car to drive he's ever been in all of his time out there. So we will get them on as well. We're also going to have a little surprise intro that we just recorded with our friend Caleb up at Skagit Speedway. Those guys got rained out last Saturday night.
Yeah, they did. We actually went down to Grace Harbor.
Yes.
And, we called. They rained out about 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Called down there. Yeah, we got sunshine, a couple clouds, sunshine down here. We're going on with a program. We go, yeah, right. Galen called his other buddy down there who's racing, and he says, no, really, it's sunny down here right now. And we drove in the rain all the way to Olympia, turned the corner, started heading west, and it just started getting clearer and clearer. We got a great night of racing in. Great facility, great people there, good crowd, good racing on the track, nice track.
Yeah, we're going to make our way down there. That's one of the tracks on our calendar of events to make it to, because I've never seen a race. The only time I've been down there was for Fred Brownfield's Memorial.
Oh, you got to make it.
Yeah, it will. Also, thanks to Brandon Hamilton, who is gave him another assignment, and he is keeping track of all the tracks that are running and keeping track of their winners. So I've got those. You want to hear them?
Yeah.
Of course you do. Deming Speedway in the 1200A Main, Jason Bloodgood with the win there. The 600A Main, Logan Forler.
Yep.
The 600B Main winner was Kyle Johnson. Junior Sprints A Main, Austin Sheridan. And I like this second place. His name, Skylar Palkowitz.
Palowitz.
Palowitz.
Yes.
Yeah.
Races out in the winter program out there. Real good driver.
Oh, good kid. 250 A Main, Jake Benson was the winner in that one. The 600R. Now, what's the
restricted?
600? Oh, restricted. Okay. A Main winner was Garrett Archer, and the 600R B Main was Angie Magnuson. At Grays Harbor Raceway, the cruiser event main event winner. Now, he's got J.D., Ted Bowling, and Warner. So I'm going with J.D. on that one. Hobby Stock Meet. What is the cruiser class out there?
Two drivers.
Oh, you're kidding me, really?
One operates the steering, one operates the gas and brake.
Oh, that's crazy.
And, weren't they smooth, Galen? I mean, they weren't like, you need
Mike
to push
on
a button.
Galen. There you go.
The guys that were good were very good. The guys that were bad
were pretty nasty.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hobby Stock main event winner, Jack Parshall. Modified main event winner was Gannon Thomas. And rounding out the events down there at Grace Harbor Raceway. In the sprint division, Jamie Barnes got
another one.
So congratulations, Jamie. Evergreen Speedway Superstock winner Naima Lang in the Bomber A main event. Jill Lang, Bomber B main event was Mark McCutcheon. Stinger 8's A main was Steve Peters. And in the limited late model racing series, I'm not quite sure where they raced at, but a gentleman by the name of John Boyatt won their show that they put on, South Sound Speedway. Those guys kicked off their super stock. And what a nice top five this is. Tom Swetman, our friend from Cosmopolis, won the main event at South Sound in the super stock. Kelly Mann finished second. They had a nice top five field. Brad Stanwood in third, Jeff Barkshire fourth, and Rod Schultz Jr. finished fifth. So there was some studs down there for the Superstock race at South Sound. In the Bumblebee division, Kevin Hayter, the FSCRA Super 4's Wayne Dillon ran that one. Northwest Baby Grands put in an appearance down there at South Sound. Cody Stewart was the winner there. The WMRA, Mark Atkinson, finished that one for the Washington Midget Racing Association. And the Thundercar main event, Jeff Abey won that one. We talked about the Northwest Legends. The Bremerton Raceway, they had an event. The Sportsman Division winner was Dan Adams. The Pro Winner Division, Michael Gosselin. Super Pro winner was Terry Wilcox. And the Motorcycle winner was Milo Bennett. And at Renegade Raceway, Super Pro winner was Jay Fulcher. Pro Division, Andy Schlenker. Sportsman Division, Casey Reed. Junior Dragster, Josh Dalrymple.
Wow.
So Skagit was rained out, and we were unable to get a report from Port Angeles. So thanks a lot to Brandon. He's compiling all this stuff because he's the master of the Microsoft Excel. Now I got to tell you guys one more thing. We went to the car show in Sylvania.
Yes.
And we went to the coolest store. First of all, we found a place to park. And we had to walk, you know, and Sylvania is about as long as Colby is from Hewitt to Everett Avenue. And they had about four or five top fuel dragsters. They had the old Daly and Johnson top fuel car that Hank Johnson won the 1971 Super Nationals, I believe it was called, down in Pomona, his only national event win, and Hank, of course, being from Marysville. And they also had the Peterson and Fitz top fuel car that, if any of you guys are old-time drag guys, you all know who Herman Peterson is. Had a nasty accident in that car. And then several other ones. And we went and had breakfast. And on our way to the restaurant to have breakfast, we stopped by the Sylvania. I've got the card in my wallet. But it says collectibles.
Yep, on the sports,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we went into that store. And the guy who owns that, we're going to have him on the show. Has to be the largest, the Sylvania General Store, thank you, has to be the largest collector of Pacific Northwest drag racing memorabilia you will ever want to find.
And models, if you need a model of a particular year.
Models? Yeah. I mean, it was just the coolest, and I was just going around and saying, I built that one, I saw that car, the guy is just a huge fan of Jerry the King Ruth, and, you know, back in the day, who wasn't, and, you know, we heard them fight. They were firing off these top fuel cars. And we actually, we were over talking to Jess Jones, who used to crew chief on Hank Johnson's car back in the 70s. And we were talking with Jess, and standing over on the other side was gentleman Hank Johnson, Jerry the King Ruth, and Jim Green, all in just talking about
that.
The day. It was so cool. So if you do get a chance, stop in to the Sylvania General Store. It's not hard to miss. It's probably right just south of the Viking Hall.
Yep.
And across from the road tracks. Very, very cool place.
Take that exit and go over there. We've been there a couple times. You went to the museum in the back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. And you know, just... You just kind of spin around looking at all the stuff. It is just so cool. Anything else we need to bring up before we take our break?
Hey, there's a movie coming out tomorrow. You guys going?
Oh, yeah.
Racer.
No.
But no?
We do have a special movie reviewer that's going to go see it.
Oh, okay.
The same gentleman that reviewed Talladega Nights for us. So.
Oh, good.
It'll be fun. We're going to take a break. This is North Sound Racing presented by Action Auto Parts. I'm Steve Mortland. She's Carla Heath, and he's Galen Stewart. Coming up, we're going to get a hold of Paul Bartholomew, our friend from the Motor Racing Network. And